NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I have a question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it. Love it.
Yeah, well,
You recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely, because Athletic Greens AG1 I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go
right.
ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health, you know, for my digestion, because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So right. I like it for the gut health and gives you sustained energy, you know, immune support. And I hated taking, you know, it has like 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water or, you know, you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout. So I'll go drink my AG1, and I'll maybe take a protein shake or go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's great for recovery, you know. It empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body, you know, your alertness, you know, everything. And right. athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one, you know. And it's got 75 high quality ingredients. And so you get the daily nutrients that you need, and it's a micro habit that delivers macro benefits, and it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity, and it works, right? And it's also just costs less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free 1-year supply of vitamin E and 5 free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it, too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins, and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, but we also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it, and it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape, because really that's the MO of our show, wellness, keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom.
So next is from Missy High Surgeon. Subject is mailbag question, hip-hop click. Yo, K-Dog, what to do, fellas? Just curious, Conan. What was it like hanging with B-Real, Mellow Man, Master P, and the rest of the hip-hop click back in WCW? Any wild stories, brother?
I never hung out with Mellow Man, which he might be B-Real's brother, I think. But anyways, I only hung out once with B-Real, and we just got high at that Rainbow Club where X-Pac was at. And this was like when like marijuana cards were out, but I didn't really know about it. And so they just like, you know, on the outside patio where all the people, you know, are walking by, because it's a very heavily traveled area, right, Disco?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of people and there's cops near there, and they just fucking dumped all the weed on the table. And I was like, bro, the cops are right there. And he goes, oh no, we have marijuana cards. What the fuck is that? You know, but I only hung out with B-Real once, and with Master P, I never really hung out. We just hung out at the show. I will say this. He had incredible – do you remember his bodyguards?
Yeah, they were big. Big guys.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Method Man, Conan?
Yeah.
What was the circumstances, just hanging out?
In Miami, me and Ray were walking down the thing, and he stopped us. And he was like, oh, Conan, Ray Mysterio, what's up? And we were like, hey, what's up? We were so fucked up. We thought he was Red Man.
I don't believe that.
Like yeah.
Let me make it.
Well, he's a huge wrestling fan and super cool dude.
I try to get him like for the show. Like every now and then, I'll think of it. Like I know he loves wrestling, but it's hard to get those in touch with those guys. You know.
All right, let me make a point here too. Missy Hyatt Surgeon. Okay, this you sent this email on Thursday, February 2nd. Okay, so we're reading it on this week's show. You also sent one last Wednesday or Wednesday before that. We read the mailbag on Monday and Tuesday. So you need to get your things in before Monday, preferably before Monday, okay? And on Wednesday of 2 weeks ago, you wrote an email that said, hello, amigos, big fan of the show, especially Crazy Eddie. I want to ask, boys, if any of you had any dealings with Big Daddy V before he passed. I heard good and bad about him, so I was just curious. Gracias, amigos. Dios te bendiga. And then he the next week he wrote back and said, yo, guys, did you get me?
Yeah, like you know what?
Okay, bro. Okay, so we're telling you right now, you need to get your mail in before Monday. All right, and you're suspended because I just read two of your emails. Okay, so you're suspended. here we go. Mark Montanaro, subject is K100 sports misinformation. What is this? I just finished listening to the latest K100 sports episode. We had some misinformation about the 2017 Eagles and the 2023 team. I get kind of Conan not knowing that he's a Chargers fan and Dolphins fan, but for Joe not to catch it as someone from the area is not a good look at a violation.
It is.
I understand Joe's more of a baseball fan, but seriously, Derek Barnett, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jake Elliott are still on the team. And the most memorable, Jason Kelce, is still on the team. Oh, by the way, Jason Kelce is going to might be having a kid when the Super Bowl is happening. Did you hear this?
No.
Yeah, his wife is pregnant, and she's due on Super Bowl Sunday. And to forget he was on the team after his legendary parade speech and wearing the Mummers outfit is a major violation. Link attached to the speech for the outfit and his Stone Cold Steve Austin start to the speech, and that's a Mark material. We're not going to play that because I'm not going to.
What is this guy talking about?
Well, you said that there was no players left from the 2017 Eagles on this team, and this guy's saying, no, there's like seven or whatever.
Right.
And I should have known. So I got
right. Yeah, this, so you're the one getting railed.
No, yeah, I got hit by friends too. Like, what the hell are you doing? So
okay, next is from Mitch Polacek in the 70s, Brady. Disco and Conan, is your resident K100 Tom Brady Mark? I have a question for you. Is this really the end for Brady? I figure you guys would have an insight on this, being both you're semi-retired. He still has it, maybe not like he used to, but he's still number 4 in total passing yards last year, only behind Mahomes and Herbert. Well, if he's number 4, he's only behind Mahomes and Herbert. How is that? That's 3. Okay, so this is misinformation. We're going to be very critical on this. We're going to suspend him for a week for that.
What was the last guy's name?
Mark Montanaro.
All right, sorry, actually, bro. I got that wrong.
He's like
okay, with a run game.
He's like 5 minutes from me, Folsom, PA.
With a run game and some offensive weapons, he's still dangerous. With that said, I have to imagine a lot of teams will still be trying to sign him. I think he'd be a great fit for the San Fran of the Raiders. As a GM of both teams, I'm not sure that is the direction I want to go in. Sure, Brady would put some butts in the seats if that's an issue and sell tons of merch, but that's definitely not planning for the future. This is Mitch from Wahoo. P.S. Billy is awesome. The segments are great. The people complaining about him are snowflakes.
Wait, right, what?
So there's a positive review. Well, this sounds like a sports fan, so you can see you can tell the sports fans like Billy.
There's
the
a couple
wrestling fans don't.
There's a
right,
couple for Billy this week, yeah.
Right, yeah. So the sports fans like the content. I will say this: Ajira, the Raiders are looking at Aaron Rodgers.
Yes,
reunited him with Devontae Adams, but Brady's retired. He's already announced 2024.
Why would
you
want
Fox.
Brady to come back anyway?
And he's already said he's starting with Fox on in next year, right. Not this year. So he's taking a year off, and he's going to come. He'll be a great color. I can't wait to have. I mean,
Yeah, you saw how good Tony Romo turned out.
Well, +2, after he got out of the New England structure where you got to be very right. plain Jane in your interviews and everything, all that, when he started to get like, he was able to talk and go on some of these podcasts and everything and all that, he started, you see this guy's very funny. You know, very witty. He's got good personality. Like, he's going to be a very welcome addition. All the greats are usually. Most of the greats have personality. This is probably why they were great. And got people to follow them and buy into this because they're entertaining people to like talk to, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. So next is from Philly Bob, and the subject is K100 Sports Episode 5.
Yeah, another one.
Oh, here we go again, Conan. Mm-hmm. They're getting on you for this. Conan is mistaken about the Eagles not having anyone left from the 2017 team. This guy's reiterating. These Philly fans really kind of get this. These Philly fans don't like misinformation. Seems
right.
Like. Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, Lane Johnson, Isaac Simulo, Jason Kelsey, Rick Lovato, and Jake Elliott are still in the roster. No question. Just want to say shame on Joe as a Birds fan for not correcting that immediately. As another guy, this is your fault, Joe.
Well
right?
deserved. Well deserved. Yes, it is my fault.
Well, I'll just say that on my part, honest mistake, because I couldn't think of anybody that was on the same team from those years, but obviously I was wrong.
And I'd want to clarify, I am an Eagles fan, I'm nowhere near as hardcore as I was when Andy Reid was here, which makes Sunday, you know, bittersweet for me, but of course I am cheering for the Eagles.
Okay, so we're going to suspend this guy because this is misinformation. Also remind that moron Billy that the Eagles are 10-1 against winning teams, the Chiefs are 7-2, so his whole easy schedule theory is nonsense. Well, sir, the question was he looked at the schedule being easy before the season started and bet the Phillies win total over, and he won that bet in by 3 or 4 games. So it's like that's an idiotic comment right there.
Yeah, it was 9.5 games, right?
Right. Yeah, and he said it was an easy schedule on paper, which is why he bet it over. That's so stupid. So we're gonna suspend Phillies Bob. Actually, that's good though. What's this guy's handle? Phillies Bob.
I think you just want to suspend people from Philadelphia in general.
Phillies Bob. That's Coda. What do you think about a guy? Do you think Joe would be drinking beer watching the Phillies game with a guy named Phillies Bob at the local?
Yeah, because they both took a lot of time to think out their name. Crazy Eddie and Phillies Bob.
Wait a minute. Phillies Bob is eating chicken wings and he's got buffalo stains on his shirt.
On his jersey.
Yeah. You got Pat right. And Joe next to me eating something. Pass me the ranch.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, hey, that's right. You gonna eat? Hey, you gonna? No,
hey,
like,
you had more than your half.
So, no. The guy's like got the bones. Hey, you gonna eat the rest of that? Like Joe's eating the bones.
That's the doorbell ring. He goes, "Oh, that's the stuff."
By the way, I would like to reiterate. Pizza. Yeah. I have always had disdain for Philadelphia fans.
Right.
Right.
Being a Raider fan. Okay. And +2. When I wrestled Jackie on the pay-per-view, right? We had a rematch dark, like it wasn't on TV, but we had a rematch before a show at the Spectrum.
I was there.
Okay. Pre-show. And I wore my Ranger jersey. Okay, and I would like to say the fans were very disrespectful to me when I came up with the Rangers. Yeah, they were hurling.
Oh yeah, New York and Philly fans and Boston fans are among the most aggressive and annoying.
Especially the Spectrum, the old school arena. You know, like, now they got the new. What's it called?
It's the Wells Fargo Center.
Wells Fargo Center was a more classy place, but the Spectrum was like, you know,
that's a little bit old. That's getting up there itself. It came out in like 97. Yeah,
that's where they played hockey too. Because I'm a huge old school Philadelphia Flyers fan, even though they're in the same division as the Bruins.
Absolutely not. I hated those guys.
And Montreal used to be in our division, huh? What?
Canadians, yeah. No, I'm saying I miss the Spectrum a lot and the Vet. Like, those were the old grimy, you know, dirty Philly places, you know. Now,
right, which is just
very
like
corporate.
Philly's very grimy and very dirty, bro. You guys don't pick up the fucking trash.
Worse.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Support for today's episode comes from Vincero. If you aren't familiar with Vincero yet, they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high-quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. If you're looking for a perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love, you can now save 20%. That's a big number. Plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive code K100. Support the show and check them out at Vincero, that's V-I-N-C-E-R-O collective.com, and use code K100. And basically what this is a premium lifestyle brand. Guess where they're based out of, Conan?
Where?
San Diego, California.
Boom.
And basically their goal is to help everyday person accessorize their outfits with premium products at a price that makes sense. So they're trying to give you some quality looking stuff minus the designer prices. And they design everything in your house. Source their own materials and produces in small batches. They're committed to doing things well or not at all. And for all the boss men and women out there, their watches are a must. I wear one of them. I haven't worn a watch in 30 years. I'm wearing them now. And they can elevate your look with the twist of the wrist. They're made with surgical grade stainless steel, durable silicone, and Italian marble straps. And these sleek modern watches come with reliable automatic and Japanese quartz movements. They're great watches. And they also have sunglasses that can polarize with handcrafted frames and so many styles to choose from too. And they also have jewelry. So you ask for it, they listen. From pendants to chains to bold bracelet statements, Vincero is consistent with their jewelry drops. They're perfect to come into your watch. And ladies, or men, if you're buying for your partner, Vincero's women's jewelry is designed to stand out and keep you feeling confident. And they make it easy to reinvent your style one accessory at a time. They have everything here. The Vincero Collective is your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day. And they even offer a 5-year guarantee with a 365-day free return policy to make gift-giving even easier. They're putting their stock in this product and betting on it and saying, yo, you have a year to return these if you don't like it. That's an unbelievable deal. So whether it's a gift for yourself or someone in your life, add Vincero to the top of your wish list. Joe, you know, you have a wish list. Maybe you put some Vincero products on this. So don't wait or it'll be too late. Get 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with their code K100 at www.vincerocollective.com. Support our show and check them out at vincerocollective.com and use the code K100. Look good, feel good, and save big with Vincero. And our listeners, they listen to our advice with grooming products, with fitness products, supplement products. The Vincero Collective puts the icing on the cake with all the stuff they offer.
Now, real quick, we found out about this through Joe because he does ads for other shows and he had used the Vincero product. What was it that got you interested so you could recommend it here? Because I know Disc ordered something, but I don't know if he got it yet.
Yeah, I much like Disco, I'm not a big watch wear type, but I checked this out a couple of months ago and I got the Rogue, it's called. And there's dozens of these different designs to look at. I like the Rogue black watch. Very straightforward, very comfortable. You know how sometimes you get a watch, it slides around, it's noisy, you're not comfortable with it. This is nothing like that. It's very, very comfortable on your wrist. Tells perfect time, and I think it's cool looking. I really, really enjoyed this watch. I'm happy that I purchased it.
Yeah, I got the watch. Right. Excellent. Yeah.
Because I ordered the glasses, but they also got jewelry. They got some cool little chains. You know, everything they do is really well done. If not, we wouldn't promote it. Look your best. With a watch, with a chain, with some glasses, some cool glasses, by the way, not the ones that Joe has on with the peeling tint at Vincero. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Interesting. This is from Mitch Polacek. I don't know if he listened to our show before he made this. So he posted this on Friday at noon. So I don't, our show hadn't come out yet. But he brings up point. We already talked about this. But this it's from Moxley Blading. Mox was called blatantly blading Dynamite this week. This seems to be a recurring theme with him. What is the deal with this guy? Back in the day, WWE wrestler would do it on the floor outside the ring when the camera focused on the opponent. Mox did it here sitting up in the ring. I realize he probably didn't know the camera's on him, but this is amateurish. The closest thing to this I can remember was blading that Triple H did to Regal about 15 years ago in Raw, but wasn't nearly this bad. Triple H did to Regal on the hard cam. What is your opinion on this? He's not yet, but do you think Mox would be damaged goods at some point? And that's from Mitchell Mahu. Bro, I'm just telling that, like I said at 1.5, we talked about it last week's show. This is bad work. If you're going to bleed, you can't blade, cut yourself in front of everybody. That defeats the whole purpose.
That was strange.
You know? Yeah. Like, why would he be on the ground or like lie down? It's like he literally sat in the corner and just pulled it out of his mouth and cut himself. Like, I don't know.
You guys, let me show you this real quick. The Regal Triple H clip that he sent, because I just spotted it. So you guys obviously spot it right away.
Straight hard piston lock shots right in the face of William Regal.
Watch when he
stits
him up.
Hands
at his side.
Whoop. Oh,
right there, yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even know it if you weren't looking for it.
If you weren't looking for it, yeah.
That wasn't that blatant because he's in the middle.
No, right. Yeah, bro. This was worse. And the thing that the guy goes, yeah, I understand. I didn't know the camera was looking. That's why you don't do it, because you don't know if the camera is looking. And number two, people got phones and shit. They can videotape that, bro.
Right. You got to hide.
Yeah.
You're going to cut yourself. Like, right. That's incredible.
How hard is it to get on the mat, put your arm like this, and with the other one do it? You know?
Yeah. Away from the camera, where your back is like, you can't get
put your head under the ring or whatever, bro. But incredible. I couldn't believe when I saw that.
Bro, let's call a spade a spade. Moxley's kind of been been unprofessional. You know, he says the F, he's dropped some F bombs on the show twice. He always gets caught blading himself. And it's just like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
This is the first time I've seen it.
And it's kind of weird he's having this type of behavior since he's come back from alcohol rehab. Like, he's kind of got – this is, like, the type of stuff you would do if, like, you think, like, what's this guy doing out there? Is he messed up? I don't know. It's like,
you know, as far as the F-bombs, he's just trying to live up to his gimmick of a guy that doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
But the blading, there's no excuse for that.
Right. Next is from Sean Burgess. Subject is Brock Lesnar, best worker of all time. Hi, gents. Hope you're well. I guess my opinion is in the title this week. I listened to the Rumble review and you talked about Brock entering and selling when get eliminated for the storyline with Lashley. It got me thinking. Is Brock the best worker of all time, or at least top five? If you look at his believability, his great selling, and the way the crowd reacts to him literally every time he appears, there is a different feel to everything about him. The fact he is as legit can be helps with this. Has to be in the conversion in the conversation, surely, and that's from Sean in the UK. I absolutely 100% agree. Brock has always valued the art of selling. He sells anger. He sells pain. He sells, you know, he's a great emotional with facials and stuff. He's an excellent worker. It reminds me, like, you know, back when, like, Goldberg was getting over. People say, oh, Goldberg's not a good worker. It's like, well, bro, he's making people think the shit's real. Like, that's the ultimately the best work you can do is if you get the fans to think your match is realistic. You know, and Goldberg was actually very good at that back in the day. You know, with his fire and stuff, everything and all that. And so it's like, yeah, I absolutely think he's in the conversation for top five best workers of all time. If you're like, especially today where everybody knows it's fake, but when Brock comes out, it's like, mm-hmm. like I said, like, you know, you're looking at the guy. It's like, and you see the way he manhandles people out there. It's like, is he really pissed? You know, because he's a UFC. It's like, bro, perfect example. How about when he jacked Braun Strowman that time and punched him right in the face?
Yeah,
Braun, like, shit. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't know if this guy's going to go off like that.
Or think about when he hit Orton with those forearms and really ripped him up and they stopped the match. That's when Jericho got into the fight with him.
Yeah, Bill Simmons made this point a while back. He said, like, the arena says when – this is years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. He said just – The crowd changes the way they are viewing the product when Brock comes out. And, like, that was the same way Goldberg was. Goldberg would get – it was called the Goldberg pop. It was a different pop. It was like when a person's pop – like Ric Flair would get a pop because the guys would be popping and the chicks would be popping. Like, the girl – whoa, you know, it's like a very loud cheer. But when Goldberg comes out and he would come out like when Brock – it's like the male members of the audience are like, "Fuck yeah, Brock's coming!" Like they're literally like they want to fight. You know, like saying this is that and that's ultimately the best pop you can get is like when the fans are like they're fired up because they want to see you beat the shit out of somebody, which is the pop that he gets. What do you think about that, Conan?
Well, the guy was asking if he was one of the top five best workers of all time. I think he's amongst the greatest workers of all time, not top five, but he is top five, like for wrestling right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. For sure. Right now.
Yeah.
He actually came back. It's already 11 years ago. Like that's, and I remember like, hearing you talk about it on MLW, Conan, like, but it's 10, 11 years ago. He's had great matches with everybody. Cena, Bryan, Styles,
Roman,
Lashley, Roman, like anybody they put him in with, it's pretty much been, you know, successful because you never know. If he fights a smaller guy like Bryan or Styles, he makes them look good and he does good stuff with them. And if he fights a bigger guy like Lashley, it's going to be like a slugfest. You know, he's very adaptable.
The only two guys that didn't give him a chance to have a good match at the
Hunter.
Kofi and Ricochet.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't get the chance, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they booked it. They didn't book them to have a good match.
Yeah,
they just
right.
Just squash. Oh, right, yeah. Conan.
What it do?
End the old year with a new you, and close it will give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic. You'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only. Get 25% off with the code K100 at TrueClassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body. And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellows of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look to be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time. And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more. And you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, Dad Bods, we got you covered. Rip Bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar, and they're kind of round, and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors, very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom.
Next is from Guled Ahmed, and the subject is Paul Roma, Alex Wright, Heat. Yo, fellas, I'm watching Wrestling Bio's video about Paul Roma and Alex Wright's match. what were you guys thinking back then, and would this ever fly in today's wrestling? Thanks from Hangsight. Bro, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, you guys weren't there yet. It was February of 95.
No, this guy did not reference that in the email. We're not going to do the guy's work for him, okay? You need to, bro, if you're going to send an email, something about that, you have to reference it so we know what you're talking about. I have no clue what you're talking about. Next is from Joseph Feeney Jr. Is that your dad or is that who is that?
This is him, man, and I don't know what he's doing here.
Is this your dad?
This is going to get heat. Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's going to be in danger. He's going to be in danger after this, I think.
He might get suspended permanently. Subject is Cross. Hey, guys, how's it going? Conan, I'm glad you're feeling better on dialysis. Anyway, I haven't written to you for a while. I'm a big Cross fan, but in my opinion, he's not getting over. He gets no pop from the fans, and WWE is burying him with the loss to Mysterio and the quick exit from the Rumble. Your thoughts on how he can turn it around, or even if it's possible for him to turn around? I wouldn't be surprised if they release him again soon. Dude, he just got like the highest rated match of like the past like 5 years. All right, so Joe's dad, suspension, 1 month. Right.
Wow. After Cross took a picture with him and everything. What a dirty dog.
That's so stupid. But what is your dad thinking? Did he not see that like, you know, Cross is gay. You know, I don't know. That's just dumb.
I was very surprised to read that. Yeah.
Yeah. Next is from Brian Dunlap. Oh, my God. Here we go. We're going to get a booking idea here. Mm-hmm. OK. Subject is Mark Briscoe versus MJF or Claudio Castagnoli for the world championship. Hello, Conan Disco. Sometimes I ask myself, what would Vince McMahon do? Specifically, if he were the one in charge of AEW and Ring of Honor like Tony Khan. When Eddie Guerrero died, McMahon was quick to turn the tragedy into an angle, boost Eddie's close friend Rey Mysterio into the world title picture. However, Vince got plenty of criticism for the way the storyline played out, with one instance coming out to mind of Randy Orton telling Mysterio that Eddie's in hell. Quote, tasteless exploitation of death is what Vince critics called it. Mark's real-life brother, Jay Briscoe, died last month in a car accident. If Tony felt like pushing Mark Briscoe as a singles wrestler as a result of this tragedy, how do you think it should play out, and who should be the proper opponent for Mark? If Khan goes with MJF, imagine it playing out like the Mysterio versus... I'm not even going to read the rest. This is stupid. Brian, this whole angle is like atrocious. All right? They're not going to push Mark Briscoe because his brother died. Okay? Like, that's...
So I could see that in Ring of Honor.
I'll finish the email then. If Khan goes with MJF, imagine playing out like Mysterio versus Orton with him insulting the deceased to gain heat. This too will be called tasteless and going too far. In past promos, MJF has had no issue with insulting the dead, but if Tony goes with Claudio as Mark's opponent, it could be a program built on respect, culminating the main event of a Ring of Honor pay-per-view. Mark would obviously win the match and become the Ring of Honor world champion for the first time in his career, and this route would likely be met with a warmer welcome from critics. Is 2023 the year to make Mark Briscoe world champion in the singles division of Ring of Honor or AEW? The answer is no. He's only been on AEW TV one time. So I think it's a useless. Well, why would you even think that? This guy's not on TV.
It could be a feel good thing for that Ring of Honor club. And he's been around 20 years since the beginning, you know. I could really actually see that them do that with Mark if he's
for Ring of Honor.
Not
for AEW. And you can't put that shit on the regular show. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Cody, what do you think? Anything?
Well, I wasn't thinking of that till he said it, but I do think even in AEW, you could get the sympathy factor behind him and people would get with him, and he's a good talker and a good worker, and you know, you could probably do something. But to me, they don't write good storylines, you know? So
Adam DeMoy, our boy that gets me heat with Tony Schiavone, his subject is the Beer Gut Mafia. Disco, this question is for you. The greatest television champion of all time and possibly a better pro wrestling trainer than Stu Hart. Dance floor over dungeon. What do you think about that first sentence?
Which one?
He just said. He says the questions. This question is for you. The greatest television champion of all time and possibly a better pro wrestling trainer than Stu Hart. Dance floor over dungeon. What do you think about that?
Three kazoos.
Do you think Hangman Adam Page and Eddie Kingston should form a new faction in AEW called the Beer Gut Mafia? Because obviously these clowns have checked out of taking the athletic profession of pro wrestling seriously. What, does Adam Page have a beer gut?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Not that way.
P.S. If Billy is really wealthy, he'd be able to get the badge in one of your live chats. The badge is a UK ultra-rich clothing line called Stone Island. All these soccer dweeps that go to Manchester United and Chelsea games wear their clothing. They have an app if you're interested in $5,000 windbreaker jackets. The only English Premier League stuff I own is a Liverpool jersey. Do you own any soccer?
Chelsea jersey that some Chelsea player gave me, but I forgot his name.
Are you serious?
Back in the 90s, yeah.
A Chelsea player gave you a jersey? When?
Yeah.
When we were in
the 90s, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he found out I was a Chelsea fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next is from Evan Dearman, and the subject is weed in Mexico. Oh, this is for Conan. Dear K100 guys, gang, I've been listening to you guys for years now, so I think it's time I ask a question, okay? From the UK, I have a trip to Mexico at the end of the month when my sister will be getting married in Riviera Maya. And although it's an 11-hour flight from Gatwick, we cannot wait. My question is for Conan. Here in England, I spend most of my time in Iran. The weed these days in UK is pretty decent quality, probably not on the level you're used to in California, but definitely on the same level as Amsterdam. My question is, am I going to be able to get a hold of any decent bud on my trip to Mexico? If so, what sort of price should I be paid? An eighth of decent weed here in the UK usually costs around $25. The last time I went to Mexico was in 2005. The only weed I could find was bushy dirt weed. It was very cheap, and although I did get a big bag for my money, it was very low quality and hardly got me stoned. What's your advice, Conan? I'm relying on you, bro. Hoping to find some high grade there in 2023. Pilly, P.S. Billy needs to go soon, guys. The guy's a complete C-U-N-T. Keep up the great show. That's from Dear Militian from Hitchin in England.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he used the C word, being that he is an English fella. Yes, right, he's coming to Mexico from England.
Right. Conan, do you have any comment?
First of all, you'll love the Riviera Maya. Incredible. And go to this place called Sacaret.
Right.
It's like this amusement park in the jungle. It's fucking ridiculous. There's a lot of great weed in Cancun. And probably it's like $35 for half an ounce or something like that. Let me find out where you need to go in Cancun from my boy Angelico, because he lives near there.
Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need the most. But have no fear. Rex MD is here, spreading cheer, even if you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So RexMD is FDA-approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. RexMD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. RexMD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of their best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link rexmd.com/K100. That's RexMD, rexmd.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you stay big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested, at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to RexMD.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to RexMD.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD. That's REXMD.com/K100. Yeah, yeah. So give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Next is from Michael Kupach, and the subject is meeting fans. Hello, gentlemen. Recently went to the Rumble and met a few wrestlers in the airport the next day. Gunther never looked up from his phone and clearly wanted to be left alone. And to be honest, I wouldn't give him my time of day either if it was just him. Braun Strowman, on the other hand, was very outgoing and cool to talk to. The show is keeping it 100. I know you guys will give it to me straight. On an average day, if you approach by the average fan, meaning you aren't in a bad mood, it's not an inappropriate situation, and this fan is normal acting, what goes through your head when you see them coming? Do you think in your head, oh, F-U-C-K, I have to interact with this guy? Or are you somewhat grateful that you have a fan that wants to talk to you and show their appreciation? I've always been curious. I'm not famous or anything, and I get annoyed when people talk to me when I am out and about, but I'm an asshole. How do you feel when interacting with fans when you are out and about? P.S. I hope Billy's son grows up to be an incel. Michael Kupach. By the way, we're going to
make... I highly doubt that.
Yeah, but I'm gonna suspend Michael
That's
Kupach.
That's a good-looking kid.
Because one... Time out. There's one thing I want to make a point on this show, okay? And we're not going to promote this, right? I'm not going to have anybody make fun of people's wives, girlfriends, or kids. Like, if you have an issue with somebody, you can make fun of them. But, like, if you want to go after people's kids or wives or like people that, I just...
That's like an everyday rule in life for me.
That's like a trolling, tasteless, I'm not. So Michael Kupach, you're suspended for that. But I'm cool with everybody. Like the visual, the fans that have never met me before, that they probably think I'm like this toxic, whatever. I'm cool with everybody.
For how long have we been doing this, Joe? At the end of the show, when he says hugs and kisses on the table for cute transgenders, I mean, he loves everybody, literally. Mm-hmm.
Next is from Dale Fortunio. The subject is clear as day. Hello to the most entertaining wrestling podcast out there. I watched an episode of Dynamite and figured out something that is apparently being overlooked. We have the one on.
Oh, let me just say this real quick because the last guy asked a question. I forgot. I do want to answer it. When I was young, I used to be like, oh, I can't believe this guy's fucking bothering me. But now that I'm older, I do appreciate the fans a lot more. And I'm like, cool.
Right. Yeah, because we were hungover a lot. That's from Dale Fortunio. The subject is clear as day. Hello to the most entertaining wrestling podcast out there. I watched an episode of Dynamite and figured out something that is apparently being overlooked. We have this one ongoing feud with Bryan Danielson facing the gauntlet of matches that MJF has put someone through for the third time during a stint in AEW. There's never been an explanation for that type of pull, but that's a topic of conversation for another time. In that same show, you see probably one of the worst catchphrases of "scissor me daddy ass" being humongously over, which sells a tremendous amount of merch and actually has fans putting down their phones and bringing signs with that embarrassing catchphrase on it.
Yeah.
It's clear what is actually making money here. If you develop characters on a show, then the feuds and money will come. Why do you think Tony Khan doesn't follow this formula more with creating actual characters? Look at who sells merchandise. Danhausen, Cassidy, and MJF. TK loves wrestling, but maybe he should look at this as a business. P.S. Keep Aquanet Billy on the show. He's a good dude, but we don't need his resume each week. That's true. He does like to talk about how over he is. But yeah, what do you think of that, Conan?
What was the question?
Why doesn't Tony is he looked at it as a business? Like, he's looking at the characters to make money. Well, Tony needs to look at it more as a business. I think he's just booking wrestling. I don't think he's really trying to like draw money. You know what I'm saying? I think it's what this guy's saying.
He's booking it the way he always did it in his notebooks with his games. You know, that's just this is something he always wanted to do that way.
Yeah, I think right? The problem here, he obviously wants to make money, dude. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what he's all about.
Does he?
Of course.
Bro, but what if you have like $8 billion? What I mean,
if he doesn't make money, the network's going to cut him off, or his dad may say, fuck this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But he's still got billions of dollars left.
Well,
no matter how much money you have, you want to be successful, though.
Right. You don't want to be known as the guy that was on, because it was like the other day, who made this comment? It was kind of funny. It's kind of like he said something like, oh, it was that Nick Khan.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to lose a lot of money booking. Anybody can do that or something like that. That was a very smart ass answer, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously, he doesn't want to be known the guy that failed or be a failure in his dad's eyes or be a failure in the wrestling community's eyes. So he's obviously trying to make money. His problem is he's a mega hardcore mark, which there's a niche for that. He probably thinks there's more people than there actually are. And he caters to them and nobody else, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge problem.
He's having if you don't want to talk about it, I'll just take it out. But you're still not in a good relationship with Tony right now. You didn't mend the fence, really.
We're all right.
Are you good? Okay.
Conan, guess what?
What it do?
'Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet.
Nice.
Don't let the holidays. Joe, don't interrupt. Hang on. Conan, guess what?
What up?
'Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet. Don't let the holidays ruin all your hard-earned progress with your diet and training. Get prepared to crush it in 2023 with, guess what? Legacy Sports Nutrition.
Boom.
Now, you've heard us talk about them before, but now more K100 listeners than ever have experienced the results for themselves from professional-grade supplements available at LegacySubs.com. Shed those excess holiday pounds and have the energy needed to endure your family with their best-selling fat burner, X-Lean 5, which, Joe, you're currently using, right?
Yeah, I take my X-Lean 5 every morning. I'm energized all day long. I've been feeling a lot better. I feel a lot sharper. And then later on in the day is when I take the Recovery PM to get some really, really good sleep at night. And I'm deep sleeping. I'm getting plenty. And you get your deep dreams that you remember and all that. It's really that's a good show that you're sleeping well. So, but the X-Lean 5, man, I can't recommend it enough if you're looking for more energy during the day. And I've dropped some pounds as well, so.
Well, if that sounds good, you know, I don't do carbs, but you might want to try Carb Defender, specifically designed to take before you're about to pig out on carbs. I know a lot of people like to pig out on carbs, like pizza and stuff, but it limits the negative effect of carbs on your waistline. And, of course, there's always your top-selling Test X9 Testosterone Booster and the sleep aid getting rave reviews worldwide, the Recover PM. That's my favorite product. And while stocks last, orders over $75 will receive a free supplement organizer with 7 individual cases divided into morning, noon, and night. All in one handy case, you can stay on top of your subs and make those gains, brother. That sounds like a great product because I got tons of pills, you know, that I take. And as always, show your love for K100. Get 10% off your entire order by entering code K100, that's K100, at checkout at LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com.
Yo, check it out. You know, you got all these different supplements for energy, for, you know, for sleeping, for just about anything you can think of. You know, we're very big on wellness here. Check it out. Legacy Subs, endorsed and made by Nick on probation, Aldis, and Mickey James.
Next is from JG. The subject is Go Away Heat. Hey, everyone. Hope all is well, you all. I'm a fan of the show, so I personally do get all this heat with Billy. Although it seems like the fans have turned on him, as they have with many wrestlers and people in the business, can you guys share some stories of people with massive go-away heat with the fans and even the boys? Keep it at 100, and thanks, JG from Jersey. Be well. First of all, the term go-away heat, I don't think there's ever been a person that's used that term about somebody that's actually gone away. like seriously. Like, if you still watch it, like, oh, that's go-away heat. What, did you go away? Did you quit watching the show? It's like, no, I still watch every week. It's like, yeah, that's the people that use that term go-away heat. But there is a, you know, like a vocal minority of people that always, you know, want, like, what's the word I want to use here? Like, they don't want to, like, if we're using somebody that says stuff they don't like, they want us just get rid of the person, mm-hmm. you know? And like, but that's across the board in like everything. Like, like you see people, here's a perfect example. Ben Shapiro on his, he's got a show called Sunday Conversation where he'll sit down and have like an hour-long conversation with somebody. And he had Anna Kasparian on from the Young Turks. The Young Turks is like this ultra-progressive liberal, you know, podcast. They have 5 million subscribers. And Ben Shapiro's got, you know, he's a right-wing stuff and thing. Bro, there's people that like are looking at this going, why give that person a platform? It's like, dude, like, especially like just hypothetically in politics, okay? It used to be... But like my mom was a Democrat and my dad was a Republican. Okay, when the news came on, okay, for the hour at night during the week, you know, the news was on what, 7 to 8 or 6 to 7, whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
They would argue for 1 hour, you know, like, and they would argue politics, like they would, you know, yell, argue with each other, right? And then when it was over, everything's back to normal, okay? And it was like that was very normal, you know. It's like this thing like where people think like, you know, okay, I don't like what this guy says. Like we've been saying all along, dude, it's like there's a fast forward button. We record like 10 hours of content each week and stuff, everything, and what, 45 minutes with Billy? You know, like fast forward to the Billy stuff if you don't like him. But I will say this, like a lot of people, like, you know, you don't hear people complaining about people that they like. So like I would suggest that I think that anybody, you know, bro, we have got no negative reviews on K100 Sports. Like when Billy's on talking sports with us, 100% positive reviews. The problem with Billy is, unlike me and Conan, okay, Billy likes to complain on social media. We don't complain. We're old school, just like, you know, stuff. So the fans of me and Conan, like, kind of look at Billy as kind of like a snowflake sometimes because he likes to complain on social media. And I think that's the issue because he doesn't, like, people wonder, like, why do you have this guy on? It's like, okay, well, the way he treats his social media and like stuff like that, that's got nothing to do with the content that we get out of the guy. Like when we like talking sports and he has good wrestling info and everything, I don't care what else he does. If I was like doing that, bro, there's tons of guys in this business that I think complain too much. You know, I see them, you know, complaining on Twitter and like, Jesus Christ, you know, but I'm still friends with them. you know, so whatever. I don't know. I think people just love to complain, Billy included. And the people that love to complain about Billy love to complain. It's like, you know, so everybody loves to complain. I don't know. I watch wrestling and I give my opinion on this stuff and I complain about stuff that I don't like on the shows. I'm not a constant complainer about everything, you know? So what do you think about that?
About what?
Like just complaining, you know, like people that complain, like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? So many people complain. It's like, what are you going to do? I don't let it bother me, you know, like, and then you don't let it bother you. You know, right. It bothers people. And like, they're just doing what they're doing. You're complaining about people that are complaining. So what purpose does that serve, right?
All right.
The next is from, there's only five more left. Robbie C. Subject is, if not MJF, then who? Hey, fellas, I see a lot of people in the comment section bashing MJF as a ratings killer, despite him obviously being one of the most talented guys in AEW. I don't think it's fair to blame MJF for the ratings when they've been trending downward ever since Tony refused to acknowledge the all-out incident. Personally, I think the way they handled that issue made a lot of fans lose interest in the company as a whole, regardless of who has the belt. So my question really comes down to, if not MJF, then who? Because it seems like everybody with a name has either had an unsuccessful run as a champ or has been completely devalued from aimless booking. Thanks and take care. I want to let you answer this first.
What's the question?
If not MJF, then who? Like, you know, it seems like everybody with a name either had an unsuccessful run as a champ or has been completely devalued from aimless booking. So who are you going to use? I'll answer this question. I think what this guy's saying. I think that we have enough time that's elapsed and before and stuff. Everything that we had the before Punk, during Punk, and after Punk. And I think what we've kindly, especially when he came back, the pop he got and their numbers, I think that was basically around maybe a little bit more than 100,000 or so Punk fans that came back to watch the show because he was on it. And I think that now he's not on it anymore. I think those 100,000 or so fans kind of just stopped watching the show again because they weren't watching it to begin with. I think Punk drew like 100, maybe over 100,000 fans.
Bro, I think that even though I said before it, I don't think he'd make the same impact as he did the first time, which he won't. But Who's the champion now, Moxley?
MJF.
MJF, yeah.
Well, he had a feud with MJF before he left. If he came back, and MJF's a heel. But if he came back and got that championship by cheating and just went in the full heel mode, I think, you know, he could be somebody again.
Yeah. Next is from Jose Perez, and subject is question for Conan. Conan, after watching the recent Triple Mania, which one is your favorite that you wrestled in, and which one is your favorite you helped book? P.S. Love the sports section with Billy. Disrespectfully submitted, Jose P. Jose Perez. Why was it disrespectfully submitted? I think he's trying to be funny. I mean, should we ever suspend him for that, for trying to be funny? There's analysis. So questions for you, Conan. Which Triple Mania's favorite you wrestled in and which one you booked?
My favorite is the first one because that was the one that broke all the gate records that still stand to this day. And as far as booking, like probably the last 2 years were really fun and really good shows. And also another one, I forgot the exact year, but that's the year when Hijo del Perro Aguayo, who's, you know, a young legend that passed away too soon, he won the Triple Mania Cup. Taya won the women's title, which was very important because the person that was holding it was a veteran that was known to not be easy to work with, and she was not easy that night either. And then Hijo del Fantasma, who's the guy that's in Legado right now, he won the welterweight championship, and it was my way of telling the dressing room, this is the changing of the guard. These are the new stars, you know. And Legado, you know, he went to WWE. Taya went to WWE. And if Perro would have been around, he could have been anywhere because he was great.
I think you're like this one. It's from Nathan. The subject is Andrew Dice Clay. Good day, K100 crew. Recently, I've rewatched the Madison Square Garden shows for Andrew Dice Clay, and boy, did he get huge pops. Following him on Instagram, he's still rocking the Diceman persona to the point he's videoed himself in public trolling people, asking if they were the people that were asking him for a picture. It's hilarious. Joe, maybe find some clips on his Instagram and share with Conan and Disco. Joe, did you do that?
No, but I didn't think you'd want to see them.
Yeah.
After seeing Dice basically live his character his whole life, my question is, who are two wrestlers who have taken their in-ring persona and kept running with in the public eye or even turned into their characters? Oh, my God. Well, Joe does a podcast with one of them. Thanks for all the awesome content. Hopefully, Conrad gets you guys out of Australia for his next show. Cheers. That's Hoops from Brisbane. But Raven, 100%. Bro, we still call him Raven. You know, so, right. You know, and he still dresses like Raven, the television character.
Here's another guy, Teddy Hart.
Right.
Flair.
Flair, Teddy Hart. Right. But
Hogan to an extent, yeah.
Honestly, the Raven still, I think, is number one on that list by far. By far. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, just the fact that he came back to MLW and has another flock, so he doesn't have to do any work. Yeah. Spiritual advisor, whatever the fuck he's called.
He did I saw a skit he did on Impact with Santino. Santino comes in and he's the new head of authority or whatever they call him. And he goes, what should I do? You know, you're a Mensa genius. What should I do to turn the company and make it profitable? And all this, Raymond said, that's easy. Just make me the champ. So, and that was, and then for some reason, Ron Reese came in and asked him if he was bringing the flock back. I don't know what
that
why
was brutal. Ron and Reese was on top there. Of this, I like the fact that Raven, his hair, I don't even know what color, cream, it's like white.
White, yeah.
Gray,
yeah
DeMore brought in Ron Reese. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it. I see all the saying, Impact shows.
Yeah.
And okay. He says, I feel so alone at night or some wait, shit.
Yeah.
Did you see the, I guess they brought back Ernest Miller too.
Yeah, I saw that one.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good.
The cat.
But they had my favorite part is that Raven wears like one of these, you know, to let you know he works backstage. And he also wears like makeup on his eyes going like this. It's like,
yeah, the slashes.
What producer would be wearing that? You know, he's great. He's still a gimmick.
Right.
The Raven, the producer, you know.
All right. So we're going to another email critical. These people keep sending emails critical of Billy. I'm like, you know, whatever. Crappy King Dre. Good day, K100. I'm not hating just to be hating. Like I stated earlier, I listened to him. Billy is constantly patronizing other wrestling journalists, dirt sheets, while he gets things wrong, too. If you say, for example, listen to me because I report news more accurate than anyone else. Instead, he goes on a tangent. He does it all the time. A few weeks ago, Disco had to cut him off because he kept raining on about Dave. That's the point and why a lot of people don't want to hear him. Thanks again for keeping it 100. We've corrected that with Billy, so he doesn't do that the ranting on the other dirt sheet guys anymore, which is content that me and Conan do not care to listen to. So, but he's still I don't know what people think. Like, you know, like none of these dirt sheet guys are going to be 100% right. Okay, but Billy's been writing a lot of big stories where nobody else was like planting their flag, and he was, and it's like I like big story stuff that like he gets right and stuff, but I don't care about the weekly like, bro, these guys have to follow. Like, if you're a dirt sheet guy, you got to cover wrestling like every day.
Yeah, you don't.
Like,
yeah.
I am not interested in covering. You know, Conan may be interested in covering, like, maybe seeing what's going on wrestling every day, but I know he doesn't care about like, you know, all the dirt sheet content out there in these sites. But, you know, so it's like we're older. We just care about big stories. He's been right on, you know, most of the big stories that he's had. It's like all these other dirt sheet guys, they're not more accurate than he is. Or like some of these people are just printing just fake bullshit. You know, like I don't know. It was like some like zero. What was the one that
zero with an X, yeah.
Yeah, like zero news with an X or the Eddie Guerrero or that Dominic and Vicky Guerrero stuff.
Yeah, that was WrestleMania.
That's got site but Ringside News Report, and that's a site with 352,000 followers.
Yeah, I think,
you know,
yes.
Is Hughesley a Smashing Pumpkins fan?
Probably.
Okay, so this guy sends me this. Listen to this, Disco. He goes, hey man, are you guys planning to have Billy Corgan on K100 for an interview anytime soon? Okay, listen to what his email address is.
He wants to be on? Oh, his email address.
Yeah. Curb your ends, Hughesy-asm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And you for laughing. That was not funny.
I like his other one because Disco is amused by that. It's Hughesy's wrestling and comedy is the other email address, you know?
Brutal. So.
Right.
Like, bro, the guy, you know he comedy can't wrestle, is slanderous. Yeah. Like right. In his, you know, that's slander. That's literally the word
guys
comedy,
that are actually funny pissed.
The word comedy could sue Hughesy for slander for using that in his thing. would you agree with that, Conan?
Yes,
absolutely. All right, that's been the mailbag.